Hi there, this is Paul Bars. Hello and welcome back to Product Creation Secrets Moving On. Glad you could join with me here in this first audio. And here's the question. What do we do in order to make sure that the occasional ideas that come to mind are not lost into oblivion? Now, here's the question again. Are they ever lost into oblivion? Do we ever get good product ideas? Both good questions. And let me say to you on both of them, the answer is yes. Now, if it isn't yet happening for you, you will find that as your business knowledge increases, as your understanding of the online world and whatever genre or niche market you're going into grows, you will find that your subconscious mind, or as some have called it, your superconscious, I like to call it your creative mind, will begin to work for you in the background. That simply means that when you're not expecting it, bing, ideas are going to come to mind. Have you ever had that happen? I've had it happen to me I don't know how many hundred times now. But think about it. Let me give you an example of how this actually works. Have you ever gone to see a movie and really loved it and, oh, got to tell people about this? Or maybe you've read a book and really loved it, got to tell people about this? And like I say, in regard to the movie scenario, sometime in the future, you're sitting down at dinner with friends and, oh, yeah, I saw that movie. That was fantastic. And, oh, who was that actress? What was her name? Oh, man, I've got a mental blank. I cannot remember her name. And yet, what, 3 hours, 4 hours, six, 10, 12 hours later, bing! Oh, yeah, that was Julia Roberts. Okay, yeah, I remember now. And Pretty Woman, yeah, that's it. That was her. Big mistake. Huge. Love that line. That's the creative mind. It will work for you in the background when you're not expecting it to, which is why sometimes we wake up with these bright ideas literally in the middle of the night. Or when we're doing something else, bing, there goes that little, you know, like a light bulb coming on from the cartoons, ding, there it is again, there's another idea. This is the way the creative mind works. It works actively when we are inactive using it. In fact, and this is just incredible, if you were to ever spend some time learning about mind mastery and understanding the principles of meditation for improvement of the mind, you will learn that the creative mind, or the superconscious, call it what you will, the less you endeavor to use it, the more powerful it becomes. All you need to do is begin to learn how to listen to it. That quiet voice, that quiet sound, that thing which just resides there somewhere in the background and produces results for you, and information, when you're not looking for it, it's a little supercomputer, and off she goes, and she grabs it. So what's that story and that information got to do with product creation? Well, it was probably about a month ago. I was walking, I was down at the local shopping mall, actually, just doing some browsing. That's the chick bit of me. I like to do my window shopping every now and then, just go out there on my own and have some fun. And I'm enjoying looking at this and enjoying looking at that. And then, ding, there it comes. Damn, that's a really good idea, I find myself thinking. Whoa, hang on, yeah, and I could do this with it. And how so, and yeah, John, he'd be a great person to joint venture with. And bang, bang, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And all of a sudden, it's just ticking over one after the other. And bang, 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 all these ideas. Oh, man, fantastic. Check my pockets. Okay, haven't got my MP3 player on me at the moment. Yeah, no problem. I'll remember that. Remember the line from Pretty Woman? Big mistake. Huge. I got home 3 hours or so later. Only 3 hours. Now, I'm only 40-something years old. I shouldn't have memory failure after 3 hours. But do you think that I could remember what the idea was? I got no clue. Even to this day, I just remember. I can clearly remember. Ding! Damn, that's a good idea. I had this fantastic idea, and I've got no clue what it was. So I spent a few days thinking. You can tell I'm still a little bit cheesy about that, can't you? Because that was my mistake, my fault. Never mind. Okay, putting that one aside, moving on now. deep breath. I spent a few days racking my brain trying to figure out what it was that I'd come up with, and I couldn't. So then I said to myself, well, how do I make sure I never lose a product idea like that again? Of course, I used to use a dictaphone. I mean, I've actually still got it sitting on my desk right here next to me. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked for 5 years or so. Anyway, it's one of those little cassette recorder ones, you know, handheld. It's still sitting there. I've got no idea why it's still sitting there. I don't even know why I just told you that. But there it is. It's to remind me, I think it's a subconscious thing. There's that subconscious mind again. It's to remind me that I should never let myself forget ideas, because in the past I've had ideas that have generated, you know, from a single concept as much as $250,000 just from one idea, one product, 1 week, bang. You don't know how important or how valuable these ideas that you get could be. So it's vitally important that you make sure you're never going to forget them. I remember hearing a story a while back. Actually, my father gave this one to me as I began getting involved in business sort of 20-odd years ago. And it was the story of Charlie Schwab from Bethlehem Steel. And back in the 1920s, not quite sure when exactly it was, could have been the 30s, but he sat down with all his senior staff and he said, "Folks, we need to make some changes." And he gave each of them a little pad, pocket size. They could just pop this thing in their pockets, and gave them a pen to go with it. He said, "I want you to begin using this. Every time you realize that there's something that needs to be done, I want you to write it down." And he actually outlined for them a specific formula, whether they should place their idea in the front, the middle, or the back of that book. And essentially, I guess it became the world's first productive time management system. If you're interested to hear more about that, I did do an audio on it called The Technique of Getting Things Done, an online seminar series. It's around there somewhere, probably in my membership site. But he explained this very, very simply so that people wouldn't forget things, that they would actually get them done. And so I started carrying around a little pocket, you know, little whatever they're called. I actually got mine here on the desk right now. There we go, 96-page notebook. There it is, made in China, 100% recyclable propylene cover, whatever the hell that might be. Don't know. Anyway, it's a little okay, quick pause. Little thing on product creation that you have to remember is to let your personality come out. Mine's a bit out there. I do most of my recording in the afternoon where it's usually quite hot. I've got to have the air conditioner turned off, otherwise, you know, you'll hear that in the background. It's not really pleasant when you're recording. So it gets quite warm here sometimes in the office. And you've got to let your personality come out. So just forgive me and just deal with it, get used to it, whatever. Okay, end that piece. Now, I've got my little thing. I use it for my grocery shopping list or whatever. I use it as a backup because it's in my bag that goes me wherever I am on the bike, whatever. I also have my MP3 player. Okay, MP3 players. Most of them these days, you can also record things on them. And I mean, it's a fantastic little thing. But for whatever reason, on that particular day, there at the shopping center, I didn't have it, and I lost a fantastic idea. And I tell you, the whole point of me writing this particular section is, I don't want that same thing to happen to you. Because you can get ideas anywhere. The creative mind works in a creative way. When you're least expecting it, off she goes. Ever gone to watch a movie? Yeah. Ever gone to watch a movie, loved it, thought, got to tell people about that. You're sitting down a few months later with people, family, friends for dinner. Oh, saw that movie. Wasn't her, what was her name? Oh, man, can't remember. It happens, doesn't it? You have a mental blank. And yet a few hours later, bing, there's the little ideas. Light bulb comes on. Oh, yes, that's right, Julia Roberts. Now I remember. That's the way the creative mind works. And the more and more that you learn about business, the more and more it will develop and it will begin to produce ideas for you at an unbelievable rate, and they will hit you when you're not expecting them. Last thing Classic example. Two nights ago, I'm out on my evening run, and I'm running, and I'm probably halfway through it, and, you know, next, ding! Oh, come on, man, you've got to be kidding. I'm out on my run. I don't want to pull over and start developing and thinking of this idea. It just came out of nowhere because I like to think about that kind of stuff when I'm running. But see, I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to pull out the notepad and pen. I've got my MP3 player on. I've got my earphones on. Perfect. So I keep running. And what do you think I did?
Okay, it's about 6 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. 14th, 15th, I've got no idea the date. I'm about 6 kilometres into my 10k run, which I do twice a week. And I just had an idea. Woo! As I often do. Okay, remember a few years back, Auto Responder Magic, I think Joe Vitale put that one together. I know Joe did a testimonial for me one time. Here's an idea. Auto Responder Magic 2. Video, audio, and of course, full Aweber links as part of my free ebook service and ClickBank stuff. Okay, that's the thought. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's exactly what I did. I recorded it, and I kept on running. And that particular idea, I can tell you now, I've done a little bit of research. No, I'm not going to be doing it. So I don't mind giving it to you. You probably don't want to do it either. Just trust me, when you've gone through the rest of this series, you'll realize it's not a fantastic idea. But it was an idea nonetheless. And that's the key. When you're recording your ideas, you don't want to limit them. You don't want to edit them. You don't want to restrict them in any way. It's like a brainstorming session that you do in that group conscious, that group mind thing. You just throw it out there no matter what the idea is, and you run with it. Okay, that's number one. Let's continue and let's move on. Product creation secrets. Let's get ready for number two. I'm going to share with you as much information as I possibly can in this series. I want you to learn from it. I want you to grow. I want you to develop. I want you to have a fantastic time doing whatever you're doing and do what? Do the best that you can when you can, which simply means if you don't have an MP3 player to record on, you can use a notepad and pen. Use your arm if you have to. Just don't graffiti it onto the side of the wall. Whatever you've got to do to remember your ideas and how not to lose it, that's important, and that's the message from this first audio. Take a quick break and give that some thought before you move on to the next one. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.